Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We're live on Memorial Day. Maybe right now you're on your way to a barbecue. Maybe right now you are preparing for your own barbecue. Maybe right now you are preparing to get on the boat. Maybe you're already on the boat and you're locked in. Wherever you are, I want to say thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. Tobin and Leroy out today, but they will be returning tomorrow. In the meantime, Vlad, Figgy, and I holding things down here. We've been giving you a hybrid of a best of, but for the most part, making sure that we hit all the important parts and all the important headlines that are brought to you by our friends at Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. BAM wins Social Justice Award. Very deserving. Marlins walked it off against the Mets. They walked it out. They walked it out. They West Side walked it out. The East Side walked it out. Heard. Our boy Bert hit a grand slam in the bottom of the ninth. Heriberto Hernandez in the bottom of the ninth to top the Mets 4-0. Sweep them bad boys. Game four tonight for the Knicks. Speaking of sweep, on the brink of sweeping the Cavs, making their way back to the finals for the first time since 1999.
Jeez.
Quite some time, but hey, man, they're almost there. They're almost there. With the help of wrestling icon Danhausen, who has placed a curse on the Cavs, which can only explain their epic collapse in game one, which has led to epic collapses since then, and a real belt to behind.
BTA. And by the way,
yes,
Knicks, MSG, Mr. Dolan, if you have to... Yep. Allow Danhausen to sit next to Timothy Chalamet and
Ben Stiller?
No. His girlfriend. Oh. What's her name? Kylie?
Oh,
or is it Kendall?
Kylie.
Is it Kylie?
Is it Kendall?
Hey, it's one.
I think it's Kylie.
Yeah, if he wants to sit next to them, please make that happen.
Have you seen the merch that they're doing with Dan, the Danhausen New York Knicks merch?
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I will definitely buy and collect. It takes.
This is honestly, it's on WWE Shop right now. Wow, I'm not gonna lie to you. Damn,
it's nice.
Does this go against? Does this go against my Heat fandom? If I get me one of these,
the shirt is nice,
bro. The shirt is nice.
No, because listen, I wore a 3% shirt.
Okay.
Remember when Spoon made those shirts, when Leroy's lovely wife made those shirts, I rocked the 3% shirt show. I supported the enemy of my enemy is my enemy.
I am getting a snip of these bad boys right now because I
like to see it.
I'm telling you right now, this is some of the hardest WWE merch. I recently copped a WrestleMania 2001.
17? The X7 one?
Bro, I copped it. Well, just a normal shirt honoring WrestleMania 2001. But it still is it brings back nostalgia. And if you're even vaguely familiar with the era, then, it's a cool shirt for sure. Even if I didn't know who the hell Danhausen was.
Oh, you are uncursed. You are uncursed.
You are uncursed.
That is fire.
That is definitely.
They're selling at the NBA store too.
Yeah, I see it in WWE Shop and NBA store because a little crossover action there.
Who would have ever thought that a guy that was in a container box 3-4 months ago and was booed in his home city when he was unveiled to the public has now become the highest selling merchandise and the most wanted superstar to talk in the WWE. And he's only had one or two matches.
I cannot believe that anything in all the success that's coming. That is fire. I've seen him in the ring once, maybe?
Yeah, one or twice. You might have seen him.
Bro, this is just straight personality, straight. And he's just taking it. What he's done with the social media, with the backlash thing.
And going after, you know, Stephen A.
Yeah, bro.
Like he's cursed Stephen A, but he hasn't cursed the Knicks. That's great. That is great.
Bro. Come on, bro. This is dope merch. I'm not going to lie to you. This is dope merch.
I'm definitely copping a shirt. I am definitely copping a shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, that is there. We discussed some earlier curses in the show, and we mentioned my belief that the Hard Rock Stadium sits on an Indian burial ground that has forced the Miami Dolphins to have no success ever since moving to there. Even though the Marlins have won a championship there, but that's irrelevant. What are we? We're not really. The Seminoles are football fans.
So you say football because that would mean that's the reason why the Canes didn't win this past January then.
Yeah, it's football. It's a football curse.
It's a football. You know, American football curse, not football curse.
Yeah. Football curse. Yes, it's not a. By the way, did you see this past week?
You talking about yesterday? Last night around 7 p.m. Yeah. When they decided that they weren't playing soccer, they were just playing, "Hey, I'm going to allow you to score a goal." That's what it was like. Everybody scores a goal. And then somebody hurt their hammy and might be questionable for the World Cup now.
Hey, listen, I don't want to be that guy because I understand how sensitive this subject is. But I've been telling you about this Lionel Messi for a couple years now.
What have you been saying?
Little fat cat syndrome. You know, we gave him a percentage of the team. You know, this guy. Well, first, we gave him an out when he didn't win the MLS Cup. We're like, oh, but, you know, we won that other tournament. But it was okay.
They won it last year.
And then, you know, we won it last year. And, yeah, it's cool. But, I mean, shouldn't he, right? You know, am I really giving him credit for this? Isn't he the best, is what they said. But, you know, it was cute at first. It was like, oh, he's shopping at Publix. This is adorable. Now it's changed. Now I see the real GOAT, Cristiano Ronaldo, still securing cups, still just as humble.
What cup is he securing? And I'm a Ronaldo guy, but what cup is he?
Oh no, he just
the Saudis. What?
The Saudi cup. Yeah. Hey, listen, coveted over there. You know, they always say the Saudis. They know their soccer. That is what they're saying. Ronaldo wins cup. I got to get the exact name of the cup because it's so prestigious. It's like up there with Stanley. Oh, the Saudi Pro League title for come on, he scored twice in the victory.
Hold up, did you
their
just
first
say,
title?
Did you say the Saudi what?
Yeah, the Saudi Pro League title.
Saudi Pro League titles is equivalent to relevancy as the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, yeah, it goes as far as cups go. It goes Pimp Cup. Probably the best cup ever made. Red Solo Cup, number two. Stanley Cup. Other Stanley Cup.
Other Stanley Cup? What do you mean, other Stanley Cup?
The one that keeps things cold.
Oh, okay. That's Stanley Cup.
It's a good cup.
Okay.
And then we have the Saudi Pro League Cup, followed by the Stanley Cup.
How does Stanley Cup make two? What are you talking about?
Stanley Cup. And then the Stanley Cup comes back again. This is like my friend Stanley, his cup. That's number seven because it was one of those that you put in the freezer.
Maybe Tadpole's sippy cup. Maybe that's what you would have put.
It is, look, fine. I won't say it's the most prestigious trophy, but look, my boy Ronaldo is still active here, and everyone likes to believe that Messi is the GOAT, and I get it. But I don't know, man. Just remember, when things start to crumble, when he, you know, joins the LA Galaxy. Remember,
who's gonna join? Ronaldo?
No. When Messi decides
to leave Miami, and then he can go to another city.
Correct.
I don't think he's doing that, bro.
Because it's like, you know, you think that this relationship's going well, right? And you know, if your girl leaves you, you would expect for her to leave you for someone better. She makes a lateral move and goes to the LA Galaxy. It's going to be like, what are you doing here? I thought we had something. And you're going to realize that he's been playing you. He's been playing you this whole time. But hey, look, listen, I don't want to get into it. I know how these people get with their Messi. By the way, you see that new stadium leaking already.
Are you trying to say Lionel Messi has some Klay Thompson? He has some Klay Thompson in him?
Oh, totally. Totally. He saw that it was not going to get better than winning that World Cup. And he immediately is like, where can I get the most amount of money for the least amount of work and the least amount of expectations? Because so, if he farts in a Publix, people walk around with a jar.
Yeah, they'll start sniffing. So, therefore, are you saying he, instead of working harder, he worked smarter?
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. Yeah, he works smarter and more selfish, I think, is another way that we have to discuss. And also, potentially, a little more devious than we thought, because, you know, he brought all his friends over. All of a sudden, hey, Tata, what happened to our boy Tata? He went Tata.
That's good.
It was it for him, bro. He's killing coaches. He's got his championship. Sure. It's cute. It's adorable. Took you 3 years. But he's going to continue to rack up all that Apple money. All that Inter Miami money. He got himself a new stadium. Don't think that he's not getting some of that stadium money.
Well, clearly, you haven't finished fixing the stadium.
You see the water leaking from that thing?
Have you seen? There's nothing there. Dude, Dan Day went there. Dan Day said, man, there's not even grass. There's nothing. There's like nothing. They're still building. Yeah.
Symbolism. All right. Symbolism. This whole thing. Hoodwinked. You put it by the airport. You're creating more traffic by the airport. What are we doing? This whole thing stinks.
It reeks.
It reeks of corruption. And what do you need in corruption? A good plan, a heist. You always need a distraction.
Messi's the distractor.
Messi. You know what? Neymar cried the other day because he got a splinter? The Brazilian team.
Oh, okay.
No. He made the Brazilian team. He was so grateful to make it because he understands time has passed him by. The only other person who has refused to accept that is the guy who, when his time was going down, he decided to take his talents to where it was easy peasy. Someone may say he and J. Cole.
Oh,
some may say.
Wait a minute. Are you comparing Messi to J. Cole in this?
I'm just saying.
How is Messi to J. What?
Yeah. Because Mbappe came and said, listen, Ronaldo and Messi, I'm Mbappe. I'm Kendrick Mbappe. And poor Ronaldo was like, hey, everyone loves me. I'm handsome and amazing. And then everyone turned their back on him.
So you calling Ronaldo Drake?
Yes. Yes.
And Mbappe's Kendrick?
Yeah. No. Mbappe. Yes. Yes. Mbappe's Kendrick. And then the one, J. Cole, was like, hey, I'm actually, I'm really the best. I want you guys to know that. I may not be as popular as Drake or as, potentially charismatic or artistic as Kendrick, but truthfully, I am the best. That's what everyone said about Messi. That's what everyone said about J. Cole. Let me tell you guys. And then it got real for him real quick. And then he's like, wait, hold on. I'm going to go to America. I mean, hold on. I love Kendrick and Drake. You know, and he decided to run away from competition. Both of them did. When it got crazy, when you weren't in the peak of your you decided to maximize by taking a step back.
So what? Isn't that what every entertainer does? When they pass their prime, but they still have hits? Don't they go residency in Vegas?
Yeah, they do when they're washed.
Don't you celebrate so albums that, Vegas, you know, then? Your classic albums from 10, 20, 25 years?
I don't celebrate This Is It. You listen to This Is It?
Who's This Is
No.
It?
No.
That's song?
Michael Jackson's final. Like,
oh, this no, is you, it.
You listen to Thriller,
but you listen to Thriller. You know? Okay, you know, you listen to Port of Miami. You know, Rick Ross celebrating his 20th anniversary. Solid. Tickets are kind of high. Yeah, it's not something too good, but you know, we'll see what's up. But I'm just saying, you will celebrate that. You're going to celebrate the past. Oh. So therefore, if Messi wants to continue playing soccer and he wants to play in the MLS, a league that needs recognition, needs a name like Lionel Messi, and look what he's done. Because of him playing in for the MLS, playing for Inter Miami, Inter Miami's show worth is unbelievable now since Messi joined the organization. And because of Messi joining the MLS, you're starting to get a lot of prominent names. Maybe, yes, towards the back nine of their careers. Yes, they're probably at hole 16, yeah. Okay? Uh-huh. They're probably in the 16th hole, par three right now. Definitely.
Yeah.
But they still can make that putt. They still can
score. For sure.
They still could put the ball in the net. And
hey,
and people will definitely go see it. People will definitely go see it. And because of his success, there's going to be some big names coming in, and I think within the next 6 to 8 months to the league, that's going to generate a lot of news. So I'm not putting you don't put Messi and J. Cole's name together like that.
You're mentioning a lot of lucrative business opportunities and a lot of eyes and a lot of dollars that are being spent and a lot of old people who are going from their previously competitive lives to retire in the MLS like it's Florida in the 80s. The unfortunate part about this situation is, yeah, sure, this jersey sales are crazy or the market in Miami has grown. You don't think he's getting a piece of that pie?
As he should. He's the reason why.
For sure, but he traded in.
Traded in what?
About.
Traded in what?
He traded in competition.
Dog, I've dominated the competition.
Compensation.
Exactly. I own these boys. I've beaten them.
He doesn't own them. He's won one World Cup.
And
Mbappe has won the same amount of World Cups as him.
Yeah, and that's why he's getting kicked out. You know what? Barcelona never had a petition signed for me to be kicked out. Never that. Okay,
fair,
my club, fair. What I've done club-wise and country-wise, nobody can even speak to me. I am him. Look at you. You're making me defend Messi like this. I don't like any. Hey. Don't be throwing dirt on that man's name. Don't put no stains on that man, on that man's shield, on his kit. Don't do that.
My quote on Messi is he chose compensation over competition.
And I would too. I'm 37. I've done it all. I'm the man.
So he's washed.
I'm not washed. I just don't feel like that.
He's never won. Because LeBron James is 40 and he's still competing.
And Messi's 37 and he's still competing.
Where is he competing, though? Did LeBron James go to China? Or did LeBron James say, I'm going to go to L.A. instead? I'm going to go where the lights shine brightest.
So what? He's going to Miami.
Kevin Durant, 30-something years old.
Lights are shining here in Inter Miami.
Oh, I mean, yeah, a bulb. A bulb is shining. But
no,
stars.
Come on, don't
this
do that.
Is don't Inter do that. Miami or Bayern Munich. Inter Miami.
I beat Bayern
or PSG.
Okay, the PSG. When I was in Barca,
the PSG experiment failed.
But it wasn't only him. It was everybody at PSG. It wasn't only him. Mbappe. It was terrible. Neymar. Come on, man.
They were all being dragged down by this weight that is Lionel Messi.
Are
this
you
Michael
me?
Jordan, Michael Jackson aura that
So you're talking about GOAT. So you're talking about GOAT aura. You're talking about being the best of the best.
Yes, but instead of being an actual GOAT, he's the GOAT that got that guy banned from Wrigley Field because he stinks, dude. That is the GOAT that stinks. We talked about GOAT earlier that cursed though that guy. It's done for him, bro. And it's
done for him. What?
Rough,
done for him.
Did.
What? Watch him win a second World Cup. Then what are you gonna say?
I'm just gonna hide my face.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. You know, yeah. Look at you. Look at you. You better leave that man alone.
I'm telling you. Look now because I'm speaking my truth. I won't.
What are you gonna? You gonna join La Familia now? You gonna join La Familia? And yeah. Huh? Are you a secret? Are you a secret agent here? You working for La Familia? Is that what it is?
CR7, baby. You know, a little bit of Ronaldo love.
I can't believe
a little bit of Ronaldo love.
I love the fact that that's my guy. That's my favorite player. But I'm not going to allow you to just, you know. I can't allow you to just crap on Messi like that. That would just
be
wrong.
I understand. When I first talked about Klay Thompson, people would tell me, but he only on two dribbles. And great as when he's Splash Brother. And now we all know. Now we all know. He was washed as a ShamWow.
Okay.
He's washed as the clothes at a Goodwill.
Okay. And he's also, what, 38?
raggedy. Vlad, when you were 38, I looked at you like, star. This guy, star. On the way up. 38. What was that? 2017.
Bro, I wasn't even here yet. Minus one.
What? Oh, okay. So I can't. Minus one. I can't fib on the radio?
No.
All right.
I'm thinking about myself. I was like, wait a minute. Was I even down here? Was I? No.
I didn't work for the station either. So there's a.
Then I was thinking, what was I doing that day? I was like, wait a minute, I was.
You were courtside of Clippers games.
I was courtside at Clipper games. I was.
See, star.
I was.
What was Klay Thompson doing?
Hitting threes on Chris Paul's head. That's what they were doing. That's what they were doing.
Chris Paul, another old guy.
You know, taking down that Clipper high. What was that? What was that name? What was the team name?
Lob City.
Lob City. Yeah, just crushing Lob City. You know?
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will play our favorite Monday game. All right. Oh, no. On the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Time now to give our all right and oh, no. Go around the room, determine who gets our positive and negative moments of the weekend. I will start with my all right. That goes to the San Antonio Spurs and Oklahoma City Thunder.
All right.
For delivering thus far on an epic first four games of their series. It has been very entertaining to watch. I know Vlad is hoping that it goes to seven so that his Knicks have more time to rest. But my oh no, Vlad, is one that you have to see to believe.
Let me see.
This is a paraglider. Not sure if you've seen this video that has been circulating, but a paraglider who has been hit. I'll say struck by a plane, Vlad.
No way. He got hit by a plane? He or she got hit by a plane?
A plane which ripped their parachute, forcing them to open up an emergency chute. And check this out right here. You see the woman right here, paragliding, looking like, is this thing coming towards me? Boom! Now in panic mode as life slips away for a quick moment before she's able to release the chutes there. But this moment, briefly, I'm not sure. Nah, I do know the answer to that. You've never been skydiving, correct?
Hell no. What? I'm black.
Correct. I essentially was saying that. But I have. Mm. And the first moments of skydiving, I panicked because as I'm strapped to this little woman's chest, which God bless her for being able to. When she drew that card, I can imagine how that was disappointing for her. But anyway, I couldn't breathe. Because you're traveling at such a fast pace, as you see this person crash land into the ground here, but I'm sure happy to be alive.
Is she crying or is she laughing?
I don't even know. I really don't even know.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
did she give a peace sign?
I think so, dude. I think she did. Like, all good. Anyway.
The pilot. What the hell were you thinking? Like, you didn't see that?
What were you thinking, dude?
You didn't see that? What?
Are you serious? Like, you see, like, there's only a certain amount of things that are in the sky that, like, could potentially, and you want to avoid all of them.
But platinum sword, like, how the pilot didn't see the parachute is definitely beyond anyone. The way he's going, like, if you didn't see that, what if it was a little lower? He could have taken her whole front torso out, man, or back torso.
No, yeah. Actually, now that I think about it, she's actually happy that, or she should be happy that.
That it was, he took out the parachute. Because if you look at it.
Close call. It comes out.
It came out of nowhere.
Like a shark attack. It's like that's how it feels. Sharks.
We sure this ain't like AI, right? We sure this ain't AI?
No, this is. I'm positive this is an AI. Yeah, this is definitely being confirmed.
Oh my god!
Bro, come on. That plane. I kid you not. 3 to 4 feet above her head at most.
R.E.A. Richie with the best line. Disclaimer: no tangibles were hurt in this video.
Not at all. Not the pilot. Not the
point for. Twitter.
Yeah, that is.
Oh man, that is a yeah, man.
Oh no,
that's a.
Oh, and no. Then to well, what I was saying is essentially you can't breathe because you're going so fast. If you're looking straight down, the air it's essentially trying to put your mouth or your head out of a car like a dog and trying to like breathe as the air is hitting you, but it's even faster. So to then not only have the wherewithal, obviously she's experienced enough to do it by herself and whatever the case may be, but to pull the emergency chute and navigate to the point where like, yeah, that's a bit of a rough landing, but hey, to the situation where we were at, that is a win right there. And
wow.
Yeah, that is my ultimate oh no, bro. And I don't know if she'll ever top that clip.
Oh, man. Oof. All right. My all right. So my team. 10 in a row.
Of course.
10 in a row.
10 in a row, dude.
Averaging a crazy amount of points in this 10-game winning streak, beating teams by a margin of, what, almost 13 points a game. It's the most points total in a 10-game winning streak in NBA history, regular season or postseason. So that's my all right. My oh no.
Oh, no.
It's Ray J, man. I'm sorry, Ray J.
That punch.
Oh, my God.
Ray J.
Let me tell you, you know what made it bad? Yeah. Is that he got knocked out in the second round. In between the first and second, what was the guy's name? Super Fresh? Is that the guy's
Super
name?
Hot Fire.
Super Hot Fire. He was getting, he was sitting down in the corner getting, I don't want to say he was getting instructions, but he was sitting down in his corner and he was getting twerked on.
I did see that.
While his cut man and his trainer were talking to him, he has a phone and he's getting twerked on. Ray J. And then he proceeded after being twerked on to knock you out. Dude. That face.
No coming back from that.
There is no coming back from that knockout. You can't go to any party. You can't talk trash to Fabulous. You can't talk trash to 50 and Floyd. You can't talk trash to anyone. You got knocked L out in front of national audience. In front of Chris Brown. Look at it. Oh, my God.
In front of Chris Brown.
Breeze even says, like, yo, don't look bad, man. Don't look bad. Don't have get knocked out. And then, bam.
Yo.
Oh, my look at the God.
This is immediate.
That's that Rockman. You got that Rockman knot.
Yikes, dude.
Yeah, man. Bad.
Oh, no.
Bad by. Yeah, his eyes, RVA Richie, was like, he was grabbing onto that ropes like for dear life. Like, hold me.
It only took one hit.
Oh my God! You gotta love.
And then afterwards to talk about,
I thought we had an agreement. Which what? Wait. So you were supposed to get knocked out. He was supposed to get knocked down, and you were supposed to win. Come on, man.
Yeah, that would have taken some serious acting.
That was bad.
Not a good look for our boy Ray J. But solid. Oh no, solid. All right for you there. I was going to throw to another Memorial Day segment, but there's something that we haven't touched on. We haven't talked about enough that I would be remiss if I didn't mention what should be the biggest story in America right now. Well, we will talk about that.
But before you do that.
Yes, sir.
You have a read to do.
That's why you get paid the big bucks. That's why you live there. This is why we carved out of there for you, man. You know, this is why we do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want to do it or you want me to do it?
No, you do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great George Lopez is coming to Hard Rock Live on June 11th, and you could win a pair of tickets for your chance to win. Be listening at, well, it was 11:20. let's say 140. let's say be listening at 140. Can't wait to win. Purchase tickets at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood. So.
Yeah, I didn't even know we had those.
Yeah, we
George Lopez tickets, guys. One of the Latin kings of comedy, I think. I don't know. Was he one of them? I feel like it was.
Yes, he was.
And I will also say, I thought you were mentioning the fact that I have to tell you about weather. This weather report is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com. It is currently a beautiful, mostly sunny 88 degrees right now. Some chances of storming later, but definitely thunderstorms later on throughout the week. Enjoy your Memorial Day and continue to enjoy the Tobin and Leroy shows. We take a quick break and we will be coming back with what I feel should be the number one story in America. Why aren't more people talking about this right here on the Tobin and Leroy show? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Tobin and Leroy show. It is the final segment here on a Memorial Day. We've been providing you all your daily dose of silly sauce, hot takes, and much, much more.
Can I give a shout out?
Please do.
My uncle, my aunt and uncle, they celebrated. I thought it was 40 years. I was wrong. Bad by me. Minus one by Vlad for not knowing my aunt and uncle's anniversary. It was their 50th anniversary.
50, then you robbed them of a decade.
Yeah, no, because I was I'm there and I'm like, I'm at the party. I'm like, wait a minute. If this is their 40th, where was I in the wedding? Because I would have been 8. I should have been at the wedding. I asked my sister, I was like, oh, is this their 40th? He's like, no, it's their 50th. It's like, no, that makes sense. Because I wasn't at the 8. Wedding.
You know, if you're young, you know, you're.
Yeah, you're going to remember all these. You're going to remember these type of events if you're young.
8? Yeah, you would have definitely.
But shout out to my Aunt Margaret and Uncle Alexi for their 50th anniversary. Shout out to my cousins for coming down. You know, so everybody had a great time.
They don't Saturday. Do it like they used to, bro. 50 years, that you're not going to see that often.
Fam, they had they gave us coasters with their picture, their wedding picture. That was dope. That was like a souvenir. And it was like, man, 50 years, bro.
50 years, 50. Bro. What a blessing. Crazy. What an absolute blessing.
Yes. So shout out to them.
Yeah, for sure. And may they have, as many more.
50 more.
God bless them. Now, I asked if potentially there was something in the system, Vlad, because that would be the only way to give a good theme here. I want to know if there's any X-Files music in the system.
I think there is.
Are there any... I would like this because I know J-Fig's going to mute it anyway. I need 2 seconds of some X-Files theme in this to get me in the zone of what I'm about to discuss, Vlad, because it's getting real crazy. I don't know if you've seen what has been happening recently with the White House in that... They've been releasing various files that were previously told didn't exist or were of no concern or were, crazy conspiracy theories.
Yeah, somebody said you got probed. That was funny. Did you get probed? What is that?
I have not. I believe it is because when you're probing for information, you're trying to get into some stuff here. And that would be because you are an alien from another species of some sort. You see these three globes that are going on here.
Yeah.
You see the crazy things that in the way that it's moving and that we cannot, we don't have the ability to do these things. Let's say you're not a believer of these things. When you see this footage of these things moving in ways that you cannot describe.
That looks like a weather balloon.
This does look like a weather balloon. It is not. It is an unidentified flying object that was shot down over Lake Huron or something like that. Huron, I don't know.
So Lake Huron. Might be somebody might have been on her run watching this and
while they were watching they submitted the video, like, bro, I think I see something. Yeah. I'm not sure,
but I don't know what it is, but I think it's something.
Now, there was another video that came out that, you know, some of these things are like moving crafts that I'm like, all right, well, you know, this is moving differently. I'll give you that. But it doesn't doesn't fill me with fear or blow my mind. I just see something moving at a rate that I can't really explain. This video that came out from the Sequoia National Park, apparently in 2015, finally been released to the public, has one that made me think, okay, this has to be AI of some sort. But I keep seeing the same video everywhere, and it's on the official government website. What do you think of this one here? This is shot with a telescope camera as it continues this thing that's floating in the sky here. It kind of looks human-esque, right? But then it continues to morph where it gets, like, I don't know, a little skinny, a little, like, I see it kind of looks like a head, some legs and arms sticking out. It looks, first of all, it looks fake. Let's start with that. It looks fake and it looks AI. But it is being released by our government. So what exactly am I supposed to believe? And why are more people – have we gotten to the point where we're so bogged down by gas prices and going to work
every
day?
It's a distraction. It's a distraction to what's really going on. Everybody,
what's really going on?
Something's about to drop that we're going to be so preoccupied with this stupidness that something's going to slip right by the radar and then nobody's going to notice it. And then 2 months, 3 months later when it actually is fully aware, it's too late because 3 months has passed and we were confused or we were blinded by something else to distract us of what's really going on. Wow, an asteroid free falling. Okay.
Now, there's audio transcripts, though, from 1969 in which – 1965, 1972, just different Apollo missions in which there's nothing out there in space.
Now, listen, no somebody reason. Made a great point the other day, Marcos, and I have to admit, if we went to the moon, why haven't we been back?
Yeah, that is, I can't confirm that we haven't. I'm learning that the government knows way more things than they're telling us.
First time you went to Vegas, you wanted to go back, right?
Yes.
First time you discover anything you like, you want to experience it again, right?
I haven't been back to Colombia.
But you would love to experience it again, right? There's a couple of aliens out there, I bet you. I would love
to. Something's too good to – sometimes you got to stay away.
Okay.
Maybe the moon is so lit that they're like, listen, guys, we can't – you know us. You know how we do. We'll start colonizing. Let's stay away from the moon. You know how we get. You know, it's like sometimes you got to force yourself to stay away from that sweet treat or that drink or whatever the vice that you're trying to, you know.
We all got vices. Giving up. You all have vices.
Yeah, we're giving up. Instead of colonizing the moon, we've decided to gentrify our own neighborhoods, Vlad. And that is progress. That instead is progress.
That's funny.
Why are we like more people at the I think it's really everyone is just like, well, you know, I still have to pay bills, so who cares if there's an alien or not because it's not affecting my daily.
But it'd be funny, like, wouldn't you want to go to the moon? Like, what's popping in the moon? Like what's
going on at the moon?
Yeah.
What's his name? Elon must know. He's trying to make it like him and Bezos are like, hey, the moon may be lit. Everyone's talking about getting your own private island. What about your own private planet?
Oof. Now that's major. That's big money.
Come on.
Your own planet? That's big
money. Bro, I can't afford a section inside of Tootsie's, let alone we're talking about a planet.
Fam.
Oh, you think that's cool?
If I gave my significant other a planet?
Oh, my God. Come on. Now we're talking. We're talking next level.
And nobody can talk to you. They can't talk to me. Well,
you know what?
Your next dude cannot top what I do.
Oh yeah, that's cute. Like, oh yeah, he got you. Oh, that's a beautiful. He got you a Lambo.
He got you a car.
That's adorable.
Oh,
that's
nice. Oh, he got you a Dolce bag. Oh, that's cool. Oh, he took you to an island. I got you a planet.
Planet, girl. Look up. You see that?
That's you. That's yours.
That's come on now. That's crazy. That's crazy.
What's she gonna say?
What is she going to say? There's nothing she can say.
There's nothing. There's nothing.
Yeah, that is the next step in baller behavior. We've seen it all. We've maximized the earth.
You wanted a ring? Planes, this Saturn.
We have yachts. We have jewels. Maybe you can buy an ocean, but that's not that lit, though. Well, maybe it is, because some aliens go
but
there, too.
People die in the ocean.
You know, and there's certain parts of the ocean that are further from any other piece of land than they are from space.
There you go.
Meaning, if I'm in space, I'm always essentially the same distance from Earth. You know, I'm going to be more or less. If I'm in the ocean, I'm very far.
That's a major flex. I got you a planet.
Got you a planet, baby.
Come on.
Got you a planet.
Come on.
Because I'm trying to get, you know what? I was gonna use planets' names to be immature. It was going to end in a Uranus joke. I'm going to save everybody the
thank you.
Time.
Thank you.
Give myself the minus one.
Thank you.
We are coming to a close here, but have no fear. Coming up after us, we do have a star-studded lineup, of course, of Solana, Zach Gelb,
Zach,
and Jimmy.
I don't want to hear Solana complain about the Knicks. I don't want to hear him complain about the Knicks.
You know what? He is the Jar Jar Binks of... of WQAM, according to our Twitcher from earlier. Zach Gelb, though. That's interesting to see Gelby. Jimbo. Not surprised to see Jimbo. But then you got Sports Day with Dan Day. And,
for 30 minutes.
Trevor will be holding things down.
Yeah, and then you'll get Marlins on Deck starting at 6:30 with our boy Steven Strom.
How old is Steven Strom?
Ah, man, this was good. Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. The boys are young. Them some young chaps right there, bro.
Yo, he looks like a young man. He really looks like a young man. And this is not like that's actually
him and Jack are very knowledgeable. I love listening to those guys. They do an excellent job. And then first pitch is at 7:06, I believe. That's what I heard on in the
7:07.
Oh, 7:07, I'm sorry. 7:07. That's Canadian time. I don't know. You could not. No.
Well, make sure you tune into that, and make sure you tune in to the Knicks, who have an opportunity to sweep today at 8 p.m.
All right. And
that
then also,
is going to be interesting.
I believe is this game 3 of the Carolina-Montreal series that is tied 1-1, heading back to Montreal to the Bell Center.
Yes. Will the Expos be able to get it done?
No, the Canadians. What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry.
The Expos already got it done in 2019 when the Nationals won the World Series.
Ah, that's right. Bring back the Supersonics.
They might come back.
They will.
They probably will come back.
Well, on behalf of Tobin and Leroy, who will be returning tomorrow, on behalf of J-Fig back there, we are saying thank you for joining us and enjoy your Memorial Day. Thank you, Vlad, for making sure you're steering the ship as elegantly as you did today.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for keeping me entertained for these 4 hours, and I can head back home and enjoy the rest of this holiday. Thank you all for listening and watching on YouTube and Twitch. The guys will be back tomorrow, Tobin and Leroy, with Brittany and, you know, of course, our girl J-Fig. And hope you guys enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day. Marcos, have fun with Tadpole. And we'll see you guys mañana.